Welcome to Smalley Marriage Radio. I am your host, Michael Smalley, along with co-host and producer extraordinaire, Seth Johnson.
Well, hello there.
Seth, this is like a critically important question for you.
Oh, okay.
Are you even emotionally prepared for this question?
Usually not.
No. That is so true. Do you and Shauna, your lovely bride, do y'all ever get into conflict?
That's a ridiculous question.
Oh, is it?
I think we all know the answer to that.
Why aren't you answering it?
Let's talk about how lovely she is.
Yes, and?
Yes, we do.
Do you love her?
I do.
Would you, on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being an amazing marriage, and I hope Sean is listening to this, 10 being amazing, 1 being she should sleep with one eye open because she might not make it through the night, what would you rate your marriage on a scale from 1 to 10?
Oh, 10.
Wow. You didn't even hesitate. I'm inclined to believe that answer.
Well,
but I choose not to. We know it's not perfect, though.
No.
But you would say, though, you're highly satisfied.
Yes, very highly, easily satisfied.
So wait a minute. How can you be highly satisfied and experience conflict?
Passive aggressive.
Oh, avoidance. So you're just storing it all up for one day, then you're going to explode and kill an entire group of people. Well, that's what we want to avoid on today's Smalley Marriage Radio show, because the heart of any healthy relationship is actually, Seth, not the absence of conflict. It is the ability to resolve conflict. Mm. Mind blown. Right? Yeah. I mean, a lot of people think, oh, we need to divorce because we don't get along and we fight or we argue and... My heavens, like, is there any significant relationship you have on the earth, like mom and dad and siblings, and that you don't get into conflict with?
Oh, not at all.
Literally, the more intimate you are with someone, the more conflict you're going to have.
Yeah.
So it's not the absence of conflict that means you're getting along well. It is your ability to resolve conflict that really matters, and that's what's going to be so important on today's show. Is we are going to start in this series that we're doing on conflict resolution and communication. It's the heart of any healthy relationship, is whether or not you know how to resolve conflict. But before we get going too quick in this, I do want to make sure that you, the listener, know that you need to head on over to SmalleyInstitute.com, because we only have 12 and a half minutes in this show. And so we obviously can't give you everything, but that's why we have the website. So head on over to SmalleyInstitute.com and look at our membership. We literally have hours and dozens of hours of video from my dad, Dr. Gary Smalley, all of his most popular video series, My Wife and I's. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all on there. So you got to become a member today. But then we also, at the end of February, February 26th, in the Woodlands, we're going to have the first ever Reignite Couples Workshop, where we're only inviting 25 couples.
Ooh, very exclusive.
Very exclusive. It's going to be with myself. And my father.
Oh, that sounds nice.
This is a rare thing, and it's going to be really cool, and it's going to center on Love Talk, the communication method that we're going to be teaching in this series on communicating.
Oh, nice.
So you'll want to check that out. You can find out more information on the website, SmalleyInstitute.com, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-975-8748. So the foundation to being able to resolve conflict. So you've already learned like a really important nugget today, Seth. Did you know this?
Oh, no. Should I write this down?
I kind of thought you always did write all the wonderful, wise things that I say.
I would just run out of ink.
Oh, see, this is why you're co-host. You flatter me. But you've already learned that what couples don't have to do is get stressed out because they have conflict. Conflict's inevitable in any intimate relationship.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
It's unresolved conflict that messes you up, because unresolved conflict turns into bitterness.
Yeah.
And what does Jesus say about bitterness? Do you have any idea?
His actual quote? No.
No, but give me the gist.
Well, it's a root that just grows up inside you.
It's like poison. It's poison. It destroys you. And Jesus says, if you don't forgive others, I and my Father will not forgive you. So the problem is unresolved conflict and bitterness. And if you want to experience resolution, the only way that's going to happen, and these are from, we have a great interview coming up, you know, in the near future with Dr. Scott Stanley, who's kind of the marriage guru.
The guy.
he's the man. It's kind of like, yeah, meeting with Bono in the marriage education arena.
Okay, I'd like him to that.
For me, it is. He saved my marriage. But what happens and what they've discovered in research, and actually, I just thought of this. If you go to SmalleyInstitute.com, we have an 8-question test that's involved with that membership. So if you become a member, there's an 8-question test that predicts divorce 93% accurately.
Oh, that's pretty crazy.
Well, guess what it does? It simply determines how much of the wrong way to respond to conflict that you're doing in your relationship. There's only 4 ways you can mess up, and we're not going to give that yet. That's on the next show. But there's really only 4 things you can mess up. But what we've discovered is that if you're going to have a healthy relationship and you're going to be able to resolve conflict, you have to have structure. So do you know what I mean when I say structure, Seth?
Like a plan?
I like it. A plan, but go further, go deeper. So you have a plan. Like structure, what does structure
support
look
system.
Like? Oh, mm-hmm. I like it. So but in essence, have you had a recent like nasty fight with your, maybe not nasty, but a fight that you're like, that didn't go very well?
No.
Really?
We're very atypical. This is going to be hard. Dude,
I've got like 74 examples right now that I could use with my wife or even my children.
Well, let's hear one.
Well, my oldest, Cole, because that's what's cool about conflict resolution. The stuff you're learning on this show applies to every relationship.
Not just a marriage thing.
No, we actually wrote a book called DNA of Relationships. And it's really the DNA of healthy relationships is your ability to resolve conflict. It's the same set of rules if you're dealing with your kid, if you're dealing with your spouse. All of it's the same.
So what happened with you?
Well, I got roped in. You know, if you have teenagers, and my oldest child, Cole, is 18 now. And he just left off to a discipleship year, kind of like a gap year program in California. Mm-hmm. And he sucked me in to this ridiculous conversation that I honestly can't even give you the details today. Like, I don't even know what we were getting into about it. But if you ever walk away from conversations with your spouse or your children or your siblings, your parents, whatever, and you just think, that was stupid. What in the world? After an hour of my life was meaninglessly wasted because I allowed my son to pull me in to an unstructured conversation.
Like, how do you get pulled in? I don't get that.
Well, we get pulled in because buttons get pushed. So suddenly he's starting to make me, you know, I'm starting to feel defiance. I may be feeling disrespected. I might be feeling like a failure. That's going to pull me in. And so now the next thing you know, you're off to the races with someone, and again, it could be anyone, and you're in that conversation where there's no rules, there's no structure. It's like do and say whatever you want, and does that ever go well?
No. So that's like when you're pulling stuff up from the past and instead of like focusing on the problem sort of deal?
100%. You start, Dr. Scott Stanley would call that kitchen sinking. So it's the now I'm bringing everything up. So we might, you know, sit down to have a conversation with my wife. She might want to talk about my dad who's living with us now. He has health conditions. And if she's upset about something and she needs to have a conversation about my dad, then I can't now start talking about her mom. Now I'm pulling this in, or people love to do that. Hey, I'm really upset about this. Well, I'm really upset about this.
I've got my checklist.
I have my things. You have your things. Let's just go at it and get in a ton of trouble and blow up in conflict. And so what we've discovered and what Dr. Scott Stanley and Howard Markman and a bunch of Dr. John Gottman out of the University of Washington, they've discovered that you have to have structure. And what we call it, and dude, this is literally the single most important thing that we teach in our Reignite Marriage Intensive.
Okay, I'm going to write this down.
Are you? Yeah, I see the pen and paper. I want to hear it. The most, and the Reignite Marriage Intensive, by the way, is the 101 private program for couples who are hurting. They could be in full-blown crisis, or you could just feel stuck. But we have coaches around the country in 8 different cities right now that do the Reignite Marriage Intensive. The single greatest thing we teach couples in that program is Love Talk, which is L-O-V-E. The structure and what it sounds like is listen, own, validate, and express. When you apply that structure to your conversation, And it could be about an affair. It could be about a rebellious child. It could be about an obnoxious in-law. It can be literally what I love about Love Talk, and I realize I just said love twice, but what I enjoy about Love Talk is you can have major conversations in under 5 minutes.
Really? Not these like knockout?
Oh, that go on forever and ever and ever. And the key, if you're going to start experiencing conflict resolution in your relationship, is putting up a structure, which is what we're going to get into over the next series of shows here.
Breaking those down.
Breaking it down on Smalley
Marriage
Radio.
Breaking down that L-O-V-E.
So what you've heard today is you've discovered that the foundation to successfully communicating with your spouse or really anybody and getting to resolve conflict is about having structure in how you communicate with each other. We call it Love Talk. If you want more information, go to the website, SmalleyInstitute.com, and we have the notes right there for you so you can remember. Now, tomorrow, I am going to share the most powerful word picture about healthy communication I have literally ever heard. It's the one thing that is consistent with any couple who attends our successful Reignite Marriage Intensive around the country. When you hear this word picture, I guarantee you will never be able to communicate when you're in conflict the same way again. That's how big of a deal this is.
Wow.
Well, you've been listening to Smalley Marriage Radio. Don't forget, you can become a member at SmalleyInstitute.com and gain access to hours of really helpful video and online courses for your relationship. Don't forget, we're coming February 26th in the Woodlands. We have the Reignite Couples Workshop. It's only 25 couples can register, so you don't want to miss out on that. Go to SmalleyInstitute.com or call us toll-free at 1-800-975-8748. Smalley Marriage Radio is brought to you by the Smalley Institute. If your marriage is on life support, reignite your relationship in just 2 days. Find out more online at SmalleyInstitute.com or toll-free 800-975-8748.
For top quality floors at rock bottom prices, come to Floor & Decor.
The largest tile and wood place I've ever seen in my life.
It's every color, it's every style.
It's a one-stop shop. We got exactly what we wanted, and we paid the price that we were looking for.
Why wouldn't you want to save money and make your house look great?
The design center is total inspiration.
These guys know their stuff.
Hands down, the best place for floors, no question.
Floor & Decor. For a store near you, visit flooranddecor.com.
You bring your phone everywhere. Work, school, the movies. Now you can bring it to an Xfinity store for an easy way to switch to Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money. You can get up to 5 lines of talk and text included with Xfinity Internet at no extra cost, so all you pay for is data. It's never been easier to switch to Xfinity Mobile and keep the phone you love. Click here to see how. Sorry, I gotta take this. Restrictions apply. Limited to select mobile phones. Requires activation of a new line of Xfinity Mobile. Up to 5 devices per account. New Xfinity Internet customers limited to up to 2 lines pending activation of Internet service.